views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the hit show, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart. As a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, entertaining motivational speaker, and radio host, Artie has helped change the lives of thousands. He delivers spiritual messages with passion and humor. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. Call now, 1-800-930-2819, and get in the queue for your live on-air reading. Now, here's your host, Artie Hoffman.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another wonderful week with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Hey, Sky, how was your week this week?
Oh, my week was amazing, thank God.
Oh, that's good.
A lot of nice things happened, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why did you have... Did you get confirmations from any readings that you went to? Wait, what about, didn't you go to a wedding? Didn't a bunch of people crowd you around at a wedding? You were saying?
Artie, it was amazing. Let me tell you what happened real quick. When I go to a crowd, my left ear always clogs up. So I know there's a lot of spirit around. That's my first indication. Then I'm at this wedding. And it's a beautiful, beautiful first rate. I mean, they had everything soup to nuts. And I'm sitting at a table, and this lady comes over to me, and I'm compelled. Her mother is, like, compelling me to speak. And I really didn't want to, you know, because it's a wedding. I really didn't want to bring up anything. But, you know, when somebody compels you to do something, it's just like it just falls out of your mouth.
Uh-huh.
So I actually said to her, you know, I am a medium, and whether you believe in that or not is your prerogative, but I just want you to know that your mom's spirit is coming through, and she would like to speak to you about a certain thing that's happening between you and your sister. So I started telling her not to get too involved. I started telling her what was going on. She understood completely, and she started asking me questions. Well, from that, went to somebody else, went to the next person. Before you know it, I was reading like 50 people. Then this guy is standing in back of me, right? And he says to me, I don't believe in psychic mediums. That's all a bunch of baloney. I says, really? I says, that's fine. I'm not here to prove anything to you. He says, well, if you're a psychic medium, what's my name? And with that, I didn't even have a second to breathe. His name, Joe, fell out of my mouth. Did not put it there, did not even think. The spirits just popped it right into my mouth and out his face. And he was like, his jaw dropped to the floor.
That's
it was
pretty
wonderful.
Fun. That's great. That's really cool.
Fun.
That's really, really cool. Yeah, when I'm out in public, I do have an on-off switch. And, you know, I'm only on when I want to be on. And I don't know, the spirits must have that good sense of my boundaries, because when I want to be on, messages come to me like right away. They really do. I mean, sometimes it takes a few seconds, but I can get in that zone of when I need to perform or when I need to, you know, give somebody a message, then it's right there. And like sometimes when I'm at a restaurant or if I'm at a store and I'm just, you know, looking at, you know, the waitress or the girl or whoever, and I'll just start asking the spirit for a message. And they have to have a fun personality. I won't do it just to anybody, just for whatever. But if they have a fun personality and I want to, you know, like engage them in a conversation just for the hell of it, just to, you know, have fun, I will. But I don't do it that often. I only do it once in a blue moon. And because I do it so many times within my private reads and parties and stuff like that, it's like I just don't want to be on 24/7. But when I am on, the angels are there right with me. And I think Sky, thanks to you and also to our friend Darlene, has definitely, raised my stakes as far as my abilities and stuff. And so it's pretty cool.
Sorry. Very happy to be obliged, my dear friend.
so So this week's topic is, you know, do you feel like God is your friend, or do you see him as this big spirit and like you are distant from him? And that's the topic. It's like, do you have the ability to actually embrace God literally as your best friend? Or does he seem like, no, he's the Almighty and I am but dust and I am but this and I am but that. And so therefore, you know, oh God, please, please, you know, and, you know, and that's how I was raised in a Jewish religion. You know, I am but crap. I am but nothing. And you are the Holy Mighty One. And it's like, you know, and then as I became more spiritual, I really look at God as my best friend. And it's amazing how, you know, how he gets you through things and how he brings you what it is that you're looking for. And, you know, sometimes, you know, like everybody else, you get angry. You get angry with God because you're so frustrated with life. Or, you know, for me, I want to be where I want to be already, or, you know, whatever. It could be about anything. So, but what's your take on that, Sky, as far as your relationship with God? How is that for you?
Well, the way I feel about it is, first of all, you're born into a family, and you have to be lucky enough to have that family have some type of faith in some kind of deity. Once you have that background and you hear that constantly, that builds over the course of your lifetime. And as you become a thinking person, an adult, then you could make judgments and you could explore into different types of religion. And there's always some type of way to heaven. Be it just spirituality, be it a positive religion, something very strong, or be it just one of our basic religions. But I believe that you have to start out someplace. And I believe that our parents are the ones that start us out on that road to God.
Now, yeah, but Sky, what happens if your parents aren't religious at all?
Now, that's very sad because, you know, when you look, there's so many atheists out there. And why is that? Because maybe that wasn't a part of their upbringing. And sometimes, you know, sometimes the human realm stops and the spiritual realm kicks in. God will put you with someone during the path of your life that will open you up to the door of spirituality. Or sometimes even your own angels will come to you and say, you know, this kid didn't have really much of an upbringing as far as religion goes. Let me give her a few signs. Let me show her a few things. Or let me show him a few things. And then you get curious. And then you want to explore. And I know a lot of people like that. Like, they weren't just happy with what their parents did because they really didn't go to church. They really believe, oh, maybe there's a God, maybe there isn't. When you die, you stay in the ground, you know, that kind of baloney. But they were smart enough to go and seek and search for themselves. Because it's got to be in you. You've got to want to do that. Some people are very happy just going through life so in a fog, not knowing and not caring if there's God or not. I can't rationalize.
Yeah, because they don't know the difference. So it's like you have nothing to compare it to, you know. So some people are, you know, and if you're spiritual, you understand you're the one who picks your parents. You're the one who picks the family you're born into. It's not like your parents, mm-hmm. you know, conceived and then all of a sudden, you know, you came out. It's like, while you're in a spiritual world, it's like, all right, these people are ready to have a baby. All right, they're ready to have a child. All right, I'll go into this body, and this is what I'm going to learn through them. You know, it's like the thought process is already being done in the spiritual world. And, you know, so it's like, it's not like, there's a reason for everything. So it's not like, we have no choice and that's it. On a spiritual level, we already understand we're going to be put into a very religious yeah. family, or we're going to be born into an atheist family, or we're going to be going from family to family. We're going to have family with problems. We're going to have family that's greater than great. And, you know, a lot of times our friends end up being our family because our family, you know, for some of you, family sucks, but it's not that way for everybody. But, you know, and like you said, Sky, you know, sometimes you have to go on your own journey to try to find that spirituality or that connection with God. And there's many different ways to go there. It's not just one way to find God or to find what you conceive to be happiness. But so long as you're a great person, so long as you're a good person to other people, then that's the most spiritual thing that you could do, is being a good person and being an honest person. And that's solid.
Well, I think if you are a good person, that you can look above and see that there is something that's driving us. You know what I mean? Even if you don't come from any spiritual background or any religious background, there's got to, in every human being, there is that modicum of, I don't know how you would call that, a modicum of concern, or just to find out. You know what I mean? Let's say you're an educated person, and you're a scientist, and you believe in science tremendously, but then you step back and you say, wait a minute, I'm such a great scientist. How did this all come to fruition? What is the higher? Where's my higher power coming from? How come
Sky?
I can do this? Yes.
Sky, you got to hold off for a second, because we got a producer just said we have to go for a break. So hold that thought.
Okay.
All right, everybody, if you want to call into our station, I just had it. It's 1-800-930-2819. If you want to get a reading from Sky or myself, 800-930-2819. We'll speak to your deceased relatives. We'll give you a heads up on your love life or your job. And so I'll tell you what, stick around, and Sky and I are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings, and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit HealingResonance.us, that's HealingResonance.us, to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6969. 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'll tell you, I love picking out my own songs. You know, all these songs that you hear are I think like 95% of them I picked. And, you know, there are songs. That's what everyone could do for themselves. If you just go out there and gather all your favorite songs and put it all on one CD or in your iPod or whatever and just play your favorite songs, man, there's no reason for you not to come down from a high. I mean, you're constantly going to be high, you know, and I think it's a great thing because music is such an inspirational means of happiness and healing and stuff. And, you know, so like I said, let me get back to the topic that we were talking about. As far as, you know, do you see God as somebody separate from you or do you really want to embrace God? And I know that you, Sky, I know that you like pray a lot and meditate a lot. And so you have this understanding with God. You really do. I feel it. And if anybody could heal, let me tell you something. If anyone needs a good healing or needs an in-between person to go to, go right to Sky, because Sky is a great manifester for people. She is. And if you need to understood, seriously, if you need to be understood, if you need your prayers to be heard, if you need personal healing, Sky is incredibly talented in many, many ways, but in that way also. And I really mean that. And
I appreciate that.
Yeah, having Sky in your life or being able to get a hold of Sky, and she will be saying her number in a little bit, you don't realize the closure that this girl could give you. I mean, in so many ways, whether it be to connect to your loved one, whether it be if you need personal healing, if you need things to come about or to manifest. I don't know, you know, everyone has their style. I have my style of connecting to God and I say my prayers and I'm a healer too. But Sky is like on the top of the totem pole. And she knows how to make magic happen. Like if you need the sea parted like Moses did, just ask Sky.
I love you, Marty, but I don't know about that. That's
A few Hail Marys, a few Hail Marys and a few Lachaims here and there. She's gonna make magic happen for you. But listen, if you wanna call in and talk with Sky or talk with myself, or if you wanna add in your piece with our topic, feel free to give us a call at 800-930-2819. Sky, what was probably was there a time in your life, whether it be as a child or as an adult, where you felt most connected to God, or where there was a time where you felt distant from God, or whether it be extremely angry or extremely close? Like, what's your experience? What's your personal relationship with God?
Well, yes, I had all of those. And I think a healthy relationship with God, you have to have all of that. You have to yell at him. You have to praise him. You have to love him. You have to tell him you love him. And you have to embrace him. Now, when my son died, I wasn't too thrilled with God. And I told him. I said, how could you dare do this to me? How could you dare do this to me, knowing that I adore my children, that I prayed to you that night to take me, and I was so ready to go. How could you do this to me? But on the other hand, I went home, and I said, I can't do this alone. I'm coming right to your arms, and you have to heal me. And there was no two ways about it, and he did. He did. Now, don't get me wrong. I'll never be able to heal fully from this. Go ahead.
So when you say he did, you know, he embraced you or whatever, like, what was your experience? What was it that gave you comfort? Even though it's hard, you can never fully rebound when you lose a child. What was your healing process when you did lose your child? What was your healing process to get better than where you were?
In the beginning, I was a mess. You know that. And I continued to speak to God. And I said to him, I have no idea what your logic is for doing this, not only to me, but to his children, who were 7 and 4, and his beautiful little wife, who was all of 25 years old. And I said to God, I'm so angry at you. I already lived my life. Why couldn't you take me? But then I went home and I said, you know, I started to pray. And I said, please make me understand why this happened. And then I realized it's not all about me. It wasn't about me. It was about his contract. And when he made his contract to come to me, he chose when he was going to leave me. So that gave me some comfort knowing that even though I don't have him here, he made this personal contract with God. It's hard to say that that helped a lot. It gave me a little understanding. But then I really started to pray, and I said, you know, I've helped many people connect to their loved ones in their lives, and I've done a lot of your work for you. And I'm asking you for one favor. I don't want to talk to him. I just want to see that he's up there with my father. One night, I laid on the couch, and I hadn't slept in I don't know how long. I hadn't eaten, hadn't slept. I had no feeling to sleep. But I had closed my eyes, and as I looked, as I opened my eyes again, and I don't understand this. If you ask me to make this into a logical explanation, I can't do it. I saw myself on top of myself, and my chest was radiating this periwinkle, purpley blue coming out of me. The next thing I know, I'm in a room, and I see pictures of my brother along the wall, and I followed them. I followed them into a room where my father was there. And my father said, what the heck are you doing here? He says, you have to go. He says, you can't be here. You have so much work ahead of you. You've got to go, and you've got to go right now. I says, are you kidding me? I'm not going nowhere. I'm staying right here. He says, nope, you got to go. So with that, I walked out of the room, and I walked, to make a long story short, I finally walked into the correct room where he was, my son. And I saw him sitting at a table, and I saw him lifting a fork from a plate to his mouth. Meanwhile, there was no food in the plate. The plate was just made out of... Yeah, isn't that sick? There was
what,
no
is that, a new diet plan?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you get to heaven, of course, you don't need that kind of nourishment as we know it here. So my take on that was he was getting the nourishment he needed from God. However, in my eyes, that doesn't really know what heaven is all about, they were showing me that he's being nourished by what he needs from heaven. But anyway, I'm screaming out to him, Mike, it's mommy. He didn't look up. He didn't know I was there. He didn't hear me. But then I reverted back to my dream, my prayers, and I said, I don't want to speak to him. All I want to do is see that he's okay and he's with my father. And that's exactly what I got. When I returned back to my father's room, he says, I want you to take a deep breath and I want you to go back. He says, there's too much you have to do yet. And I did. And at that moment, I felt myself re-entering my body and I was wide awake as I left myself, and I just had this amazing experience. So if anybody tries to tell me there's no God, that ain't flying, baby.
Well, yeah, the people who don't believe in God or have a hard time believing in God are the ones, and we said this before, are the ones who are extremely angry with their life or are angry because they lost somebody dear, or, you know, like yourself, I was so devout to you, and then you take this away, whether it be your house, your children, your spouse, your closest friend in the whole world, and it's like, what kind of a God would do that and stuff? But, you know, but if you understand life, if you truly understand life, you understand that there's more to life than just our flesh and blood, that once
right.
our soul leaves this body, this physical body, then we take on to a different dimension of life, and our soul is still the same. Our soul continues, but our body has just, you know, has retired. And, you know, but like John Walsh, you know, we only have 1 minute till we go to break, but I want to make this quick. like John Walsh from America's Most Wanted. You know, God took his son,
right?
But yet, because of that, and so when I was listening to your story, Sky, and I've heard it before, but while I was listening to it, and you're saying, but why, and I know you have answers now, but it's like, for you to do your work, it's more powerful when, unfortunately, when you can relate to all these people who are hurting. So for all of you who have heard this from other people and they're shaking their head, yes, oh, I know what you're feeling, or, oh, I, my heart goes out to you. You don't know what that person's feeling until you've actually gone through it yourself. And I'm hearing people say, oh, thank you. Somebody finally understands. Yeah. And people say, oh, I understand. And no, they don't understand. They have
compassion. Nobody understands.
Yeah, they think they understand, but they don't. Sky, really quick. If somebody wants to get a private reading from you, what should they do? What's your phone number?
My number is 908-500-1474.
Okay, and if you want to email Sky, just go to her email address, Sky, S-K-Y, Designs. Is it Design? Oh, wait, Sky's Design, S-K-Y-S.
Yes.
Design, yes. D-E-S-I-G-N. For you, the number four and you. At AOL.com. Sky, fine for you at AOL if you want to give her, drop her an email. And if you want to reach me for a reading, for a private reading, over the phone or in person, or to have an Artie party, or we have a party with Sky also, go to call 877-ANGEL-02 or go to my website, ArtieHoffman.com, and I'll be happy to accommodate you. So stay tuned, everybody, because Sky and I are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings, and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
A
on the cutting edge of the new mainstream. Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
You want to know something? I swear, I could listen to Paul Simon all day long. He's got some of the coolest songs. You know, the uplifting songs, me and Julio down by the schoolyard, Crotochrome, Late in the Evening. Yeah. Oh, those are like major, major biggies. What great songs. And I love that. I love that song by Train, Jupiter, Drops of Jupiter by Train. That's also one of the greatest songs ever created. And the funny thing is that that Train, well, I forgot, I don't know the guys, a bunch of people are yelling at the radio, hey, stupid, his name is da-da-da-da-da, but I don't know the lead singer's Train. But anyway, he got that song. His career was going into the crapper, and he was trying to find a song because his producer said, you need that number one hit. You need that number one hit to pull you out. And so he was having a conversation with his mother when his mom passed, and his mother came to him 1 year later. He says, my mom came to me in a dream, and she had drops of Jupiter in her hair because she came from the galaxy. She came from the Milky Way, and that's how that song began. And so therefore his mother who passed away fed him that song, Drops of Jupiter. And so therefore the number one hit came, which sent off his career, and his mother helped him out with that, which was such a great story. If you're fortunate enough to listen to the biography of Train, and it's amazing. I love listening to biographies of people's, how they made it and all the crap they had to go through to be where they're at, and their journey's never over. You know, just because you made it to certain success level, there's still more to overcome, more challenges to come. So just because you made it to huge amounts of success, you know, whether it be you're filling up stadiums or being on TV or whatever it is, your journey still continues. Sky, I wanted to ask you a question. You know, when I was listening to your story, what is it? Was there a point of acceptance that allowed you to start to heal, or did you get to that point?
Well, you know, you never really accept the death of a child, but it becomes more bearable. When I accepted the fact that this was not about me, like I had said, I realized that this was my son's journey. And how could I step into my son's master plan? I was here. I was fortunate to have him for 31 years. And that 31 years to somebody else's family would have been like 60 years because we were so close. We did everything together as a family, you know? He was my cousin's business partner. He was his best friend. He was my loving and devoted child. I mean, there was in a moment that he didn't call me and say, Mom, you want to come over to dinner tonight? You know, because we worked together. And, I mean, we were always in the forefront of his life, you know? Anything he had to share, he called me and his father first, you know? So I did have only 31 years with him. However, that 31 years, some people don't get as parents in 65 years. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. You might have quantity, but you don't necessarily have quality, unfortunately.
Quality. Exactly. When he crossed over, like I said, I was really angry at God, but I turned right to God because I said, look, I know what I do. I know I speak to the dead. And I have been through scenarios like this where people have lost their children. And I have seen people just fly away from God and blame God for their misfortune of losing that child. And I said to myself, I will never be like that. I ran to God's arms as angry as I was because I didn't understand at that point, because it was so quick. It was like, bing, he's here, bing, he's not here. It was just so much to absorb so quickly that, Go ahead.
Now, what I've noticed, the angriest people in the world, the saddest people and the angriest people in the world are the people who don't believe in God or who run away from God or who is so angry at God and they don't want no part of him, or that when they lose their faith, I have no faith, I don't give a crap, I don't. And when they say it, they don't say it in happiness. They don't say it. They usually say it in anger. It's like, no, I lost faith in God and I feel great.
Yeah.
And I feel, you know, it's like, you don't get that. You know, people who are incredibly angry and upset with their life, you know, a good part of them just have lost their faith, not realizing that God is capable of helping you manifest in your life.
Right.
You know,
but
if you're lonely.
But this is part of their journey. Artie, you
what
have
was
to
that?
Remember, and these people have to remember one thing, that this is what you signed up for before you were born. This is part of your journey. And to fulfill your contract, you have to show God that you're doing it with dignity. And to look at the bigger picture, like we said last week, to look out of the box. Because it doesn't make sense for a boy of 31 years old who's just starting his life, that has a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old, to just die out of nowhere without being a sick a day in his life. Okay? It just doesn't make sense to our minds. But it makes sense to God. And it makes sense to Michael now, because he signed up for this before he was placed in my arms. And that's where us as human beings have to look out of the box and say, this is not God's choice. This is our own choice. But that's where spirituality comes in.
Right. And on a subconscious level, spiritually, all right, yeah, it's true. On a subconscious, I mean, overall, yeah. On a conscious level, when you're living here on life, when you're living here in life and you're living on earth, you say, I don't want to listen to that crap. Just, you know, bring me the money. Bring me my love. Bring me the, like, why do I have to deal with such bull crap and such nonsense? And I'm just so angry at my spouse. And I'm just so angry at the fact that I don't have enough money. I'm so angry about this, that, and the other thing. And life really sucks. And I can't stand this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, and on a conscious, you're just a person living in a human world, and you say, this is a bunch of bull crap, and why do such J.O.s have all this money, and they have all this power, and they act like jerks to all these other people, and here I am trying to be nice, and I'm the one getting crapped on all the time, and this is bull crap, and I can't stand it, and there's just so many angry, like, I don't get it. Now, the thing is, if you want to change the quality of your life, you need to change your attitude, because, go ahead.
We all have free will. And if you wanted to be a millionaire tomorrow and you had that drive that you're condemning God for not giving you because of your free will, he has already given it to you. You're just too lazy to go out there and find it. If it means going back to school, if it means changing a career, if it means sitting in your bedroom for 6 months and thinking up something, you have that power in you to change your current situation. So you too can be a millionaire. I love these people that do that because they're sitting there, they're pitying themselves. And
yeah,
self-pity stinks.
Yeah, self-pity is not going to buy you crapola. So it's not until you start making changes. And then finally, you know, as you start to have this, like I said, you know, if you start to have a relationship with God, and you know what, I've learned how to do candle magic, and it really 100% works. And it's not evil, because my intentions are really, really good. And when I say candle magic, if you were to Google and or get a book and to find out what specific colors mean what, as far as when you're burning candles, I carve my initials into the candle, and I also carve thank you, and then I write a little heart, and then I put a little Jewish star for protection. Other people will put the cross, but I put star for protection, and then I put miracles, and then I carve miracles into it, or bless and or blessings, and then I meditate on things that I desire and want. And God's been pretty damn good to me, really has. And I do get I do get just about all that I want. At least I don't know what I have not gotten as far as when I've asked for things. The only thing that I'm waiting for is our national television show.
Which we will have.
That is my long, like, because if I was to die
our
tomorrow,
goal.
I will come back tomorrow. I will come back the next day until I get the TV career that I've always deserved, desired, and wanted. And I am not going without a fight. This is not acceptable. So,
hey, listen, if you go before me, because we both have the same goals. I want everybody to know that out there. We both have the same goals. We someday will be on television. That is without a doubt. And I'm putting that right out there into the universe. So if one of us goes before the other, if one of us goes, Artie, before the other, we will come to that person. And even though we're not in the flesh, we will communicate together and we will both still be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you go before me, I'm going to say, Sky, what the hell is this person trying to say to me? Will you just... Exactly. Tell it to me black and white, because as I could see you slapping the person across the head, will you talk to him? Will you talk English?
Exactly.
Stop talking all this metaphorical crap.
I know. We'll be there.
We have to go for a break. So tell everybody your phone number.
My number is 908-500-1474, and we would love to hear from you guys.
And if you want to get a private reading from myself, just call 877-ANGEL-02 or go to ArtieHoffman.com. If you want to call in for the last few minutes to our show to get a reading from myself or Sky, you can call in at 800-930-2819. Whatever happened to our 1-900 number? All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Colorful world of energy is all around you. Join Lynn Brown on July 19th, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio and learn about the colorful world of chakras, your aura, and what it all means. You'll learn how each chakra corresponds to different aspects of your physical body, material world, and why it is important to give them love and attention. Each attendee will receive a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Let's get into it. Call 425-271-0200 and register now.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show. Intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You know, this week's topic as far as, this week's topic is, do you see God as your friend, or does he just seem like in this faraway place? And, you know, God is everywhere. He's behind you. He's within inside you. He's in the ground. He's up in the sky. He's in the waters. He's of every place. He's everywhere. And feminist.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I like that. You know, but it really is. It's the quality of your life. The more faith you show in God, the more passion you show with God, the more patience that you allow yourself to express with God, the quality of your life will improve. And you know, things can't always be the way you want them to be. In your logical mind, it might make sense, for God not to do this or not to do that, or he should do this or he should do that. But want to know something? There's like this huge picture that goes way beyond our conscious mind to understand why things are the way they are. And I 100% believe in my heart and soul that the reason why bad things happen to good people is that you don't know on a conscious level what that person did in a previous life or earlier in their life to deserve what it is that they're going through. And I'll give you a small example of what I mean by that. How do you know that all those starving people in the third world countries or who's being taken advantage of or beaten up or sexually abused or starving or whatever, or with all these diseases, how do you know that these are not the same souls from a previous life where they could have been Nazi soldiers or somebody to that equivalent, and now they're coming back in this life to experience whatever it is that they put out, you know, and to put, you know, and so now, you're also dealing with people who have had so much and lost it. And then how do you know in your previous life that they didn't take other people's possessions or killed other people or did whatever in their previous lives? Life to understand.
Or maybe they were millionaires who were like Midas. You know what I mean? Like they had so much money and they had opportunity to help so many people who really needed it. Just like common everyday people who were struggling. Parents with children that had cancer. I mean, really, they could have put themselves out there and they chose not to. That to me is despicable. There's no words that I can say how despicable.
That's beyond my comprehension.
Despicable is too much of a soft word for me to know that there's people out there that can help those poor souls and they don't. And remember, we all have free will. So don't turn to God and say, oh, I hate you, God, because my son died, or I hate you, God, because my daughter died, or I hate you, God, because I'm poor and I can't get ahead. You have free will, and that's what differs us from the angels, and that's what differs us from the people in heaven. God gave us an experience here, and he gave us the ability and power to make that experience as amazing as you want it or as terrible as you want it, because you have free will. Don't go blaming God. Blame yourself. And believe me, I love people more than anything. You know that, Artie. I'm the first one out there to help. You know
right.
that. You're like I am. You and I are the
yeah,
same.
No,
we're
very
the first
much so.
Ones on the scene.
Yeah, but when when people are caught in their own crap though, and they're struggling, whether it be emotionally with love or they're struggling with finances or you know, there are people who are selfish and they don't get the same amount of attention as their siblings or as other coworkers or whatnot, and they're working the hardest and they're doing the most and stuff like that. You know, you need to create leverage in your life to get the respect from other people, because if you keep on giving somebody everything, all right, and while you're doing and doing and doing and they're doing very little, but yet you keep on accommodating their life, there is absolutely no reason or no incentive for them to change, unless if you start taking things away or start acting in a certain way or stop being so damn accommodating. And allow yourself to be a little more selfish and self-love and take care of yourself. And because I'm all about, you know, respect. And if I'm not getting the kind of respect that I feel I deserve, then I could shut down like in a heartbeat. But that's just me. You know, that's just me. That's the way I am with self-respect. And so it's very important for you to give yourself that self-respect. And if you want other people to respect you in a certain light, then you need to respect yourself in that same way so that other people will then respect you in that way. And I'm not saying to be cocky and arrogant and so therefore you're giving yourself, well, I deserve it, I'm going to take everything. I don't mean it like that. Because then if you're cocky and arrogant, you're putting out that negative energy, and so therefore other people are going to treat you like crap. And then everyone's always jockeying for a position. And that's not the way it should be. And it kills me when I see billionaires and people worth of hundreds of millions of dollars. You could help out thousands of people or communities at a time, you know, by putting up all these community places for the kids to go to or to help feed the world. And somebody just made, you know, $800 million this year. And it's like, all right, so good for you. I'm glad you got all that. I know you had to work hard for it or whatever. But, you know, what can't you do with $200 million that you can't do with 800, or why can't you do with 800 million? They can't do with 200 million. It's like after a while, it just becomes another number. You know,
right. I always said
if I was to make, say, suppose I'm worth at least $20 million and one day we shall. But when I become at least worth $20 million, after that, all the money that I make after that, just give it to charity. Just give it away. Not my wife, but give it to other people who really need it. My wife's
waiting for
charity.
That.
Yeah, just give it all to charity. Yes. Yeah, why not? Why not?
She'd love it.
Sky, believe it or not, our time is just about up. So it went by very fast.
Really?
So, yeah, it went by super fast. So I want you to tell everybody your phone number. If anybody wants a reading, a healing, to connect to your deceased loved ones, and you really need that connection, Sky, what's your phone number?
My phone number is 908-500-1474.
And
I would love to hear from you. And you, Artie?
And for me, my number is... If you want to get a reading from myself on a private note, I am the psychic therapist. And not only am I a psychic and a medium, but I am a psychic therapist. And I am as good as any therapist out there. And I can prove myself. Yeah, I can prove myself. I have therapists who come see me, and I have other psychics and mediums who come see me. So that's really cool. But in any case, my number is 877-ANGEL-02. I want you to check me out at artiehoffman.com. So everybody, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you and your family with lots of love, prosperity, and healing, so that you could attain all your goals in life, and so that your heart could heal, and so that you could attain all your dreams to come true. And so until next week, everybody. Sky, thank you very much for a wonderful segment.
Listen, as usual, it's always a pleasure to be with you. And I bless everyone who's listening to us, because I know everybody needs God in their life. And if you don't have it there right now, go find him. In the smallest little rock, or the tiniest little leaf, or the tiniest little fly. Go find God.
Honestly. Burn a white candle, carve your name in it, meditate on what you want. Until next week, everybody, stay healthy, stay happy, and stay safe. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman. Tune in to the hottest psychic with the warmest heart every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And call 1-800-930-2819 to ask your questions. Artie is a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker. He has helped over 15,000 people with his intuitive gifts by communicating with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party, that's 877-ANGEL-02, and visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. See you next week.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.